Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 76 years ago, today in 1949, the classic film The Third Man was released in London, United Kingdom, a masterpiece of cinema that continues to inspire filmmakers and audiences alike. This celebrated motion picture, directed by Carol Reed, starring Joseph Cotten, Alida Valli, and Orson Welles, represents human creativity, artistic achievement, and the enduring power of storytelling, a beacon of cultural progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 3 to 4+ feet. Conditions hold steady through the morning, but expect a drop to 2 to 4 feet by early afternoon. Winds are currently on shore at 3 miles per hour, shifting to side shore as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 2 to 4 feet on Wednesday, offering a smooth start to the day. Thursday sees a slight increase, with waves reaching 3+ feet, though conditions become choppy later. By Friday, the swell holds steady at 3+ feet, but onshore winds create choppy conditions in the afternoon, making it the most challenging day of the period. This morning, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Wednesday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 80 and a light west-southwest wind. Wednesday night will be clear with a low around 68. Thursday brings sunny skies with a high near 77. Thursday night will be clear with a low around 66. Friday remains sunny with a high near 75. Friday night will be clear with a low around 65. Saturday continues with sunny skies and a high near 75. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Costco's new VIP hour for executive members is now officially in effect, granting them exclusive early access to stores on weekdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and on Saturdays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. This policy, which began strict enforcement on September 1st, has faced backlash from customers with cheaper memberships, who now must wait to enter until the VIP hour concludes. Executive membership, costing $130 a year, provides additional perks, but represents a significant portion of Costco's sales, despite being less than half of total members. Social media reactions indicate that many believe this policy should be available to all members. Now on to sports. Less than 24 hours after handing Alabama its first loss in a season opener since 2001, Florida State quarterback Tommy Castellanos is capitalizing on the weekend's biggest upset. His website is selling 8 shirts and sweatshirts, taunting the number 8 Crimson Tide over its 31-17 loss to the Seminoles. Some merchandise features the line, "Nick can't save them," referencing his comments about the tide in June. On Saturday, he backed up those words, leading Florida State to a stunning victory. He completed 9 of 14 pass attempts for 152 yards against Alabama. The Seminoles will face East Texas, A&M, next Saturday. In local sports, the Dodgers were off last night, but this afternoon, they are back in action, taking on the Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Clayton Kershaw, with 9-2 and a 3.06 earned run average, faces Carmen Lodzinski, who is 3-7 with a 3.86 earned run average. First pitch at 3:40 under clear skies and 78 degrees. In top news, in a significant clash over Olympic surfing for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, U.S. Ski and Snowboard is attempting to take control, but many surfers are resisting this move. Sophie Goldschmidt, the head of U.S. Ski and Snowboard, believes surfing aligns with their mission to support elite athletes. However, former champion surfer Ian Cairns argues they are trying to ski-jack surfing from its rightful community. USA Surfing, the current governing body, is fighting back, citing recent investments and support from local leaders. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee will ultimately decide which organization will represent Olympic surfers. In business news, Kraft Heinz is approaching a significant breakup plan, according to sources familiar with the matter. This decision would effectively reverse much of the work from the notorious merger of Kraft and Heinz in 2015, orchestrated by Warren Buffett and Brazilian private equity firm 3G Capital Partners. A transaction could be announced as early as next week, but plans are subject to change. The Wall Street Journal reported that Kraft plans to spin off a substantial portion of its grocery business, potentially valued at as much as $20 billion. The split would occur amid a trend of corporate breakups in the food and beverage industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $110,000. Ethereum is down 8% to just under $4,400. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The digital tokens backing the Trump family's cryptocurrency venture, World Liberty Financial, fell in value on Monday in their first day of trading. Known as World Liberty tokens, they were sold to investors after the Trump family launched the venture last year. Investors voted in July to make them tradable, allowing for potential sales and purchases. Initially, the tokens traded above $0, but later fell by about 12%. Bringing their market capitalization to just below $7 billion. Major exchanges, including Binance and OKX, are offering the tokens. Critics argue that Trump family's involvement represents profound conflicts of interest. And in entertainment news, Alan Ritchson, known for Reacher, is making waves with his super unique film Motor City, which premieres in Venice on August 30th. This action thriller is almost entirely dialogue-free, allowing for an intense focus on physical performances and stylized visuals. Richen portrays a blue-collar character seeking revenge after losing his fiance and freedom. He emphasizes the challenge and exhilaration of acting without dialogue, relying on internal emotions to convey his character's turmoil. Additionally, he produced the film aiming to elevate action cinema with a visceral experience. While rumors swirl about Batman, Richson remains open to future projects with DC. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American novelist and short story writer Ray Bradbury. And he said, "We are an impossibility in an impossible universe, highlighting the power of creativity and storytelling to transcend boundaries and inspire progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.